is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, all of our new video content is at Rumble. You'll find our Rumble channel at rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or get all of our content, and it's curated so you can separate out all of the various programs we produce now at skywatchtv.com or at our free mobile app. Roku, Apple TV, they work as well. We'll talk about all of this before the end of the show. Topic number 5 today, Russian oil. President Biden addressed the nation on Tuesday and announced that he is banning Russian oil. Surprise, it turns out liberals don't like to pay $5 a gallon for gasoline either. He was basically forced to make this speech because he needed to catch up to where the American public already was. Shipping companies, refiners, oil companies, transportation companies domestically, they were already refusing to touch Russian oil. So Biden was doing what had already been done independently by the American people. The ban includes Russian oil, liquefied natural gas, and coal. In other words, the United States basically saying Russian energy not welcome here inside the United States. Although, as President Biden said, we are not in step with our European allies here because they are having to depend on Russian energy to keep their citizens from freezing to death in the cold northern European winter. As I said the other day, Germany had already made it clear they would not go along with any ban on Russian energy imports because it gets half of its coal, half of its natural gas, and about a third of its oil from Russia. They've made themselves dependent on Russian energy. Russian oil made up about 3% of all crude shipments here in the U.S. last year. But why should we be taking in any of it when we are a net exporter? Because there are certain places in the country, generally controlled by Democrats, that won't allow pipelines across their land. Now, President Biden denied that he is blocking domestic production of oil. All right, okay. What about turning on that Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring oil into the country from a friendly source, Canada, Alberta specifically? They would be more than happy to ship it, and it's a safer method of transportation than the way we're doing it currently, which is putting them on tanker cars on trains, which sometimes derail. Anyway, Biden had to defend his energy policies, arguing that we need to be energy independent, but then echoed what Jen Psaki, his spokesperson, had put out over the weekend. We'll do that by investing more heavily in green energy. Those technologies are 10 to 15 years away. We need now to be energy independent. Clean energy, frankly, is the cause of Europe's dependence on Russian energy exports, which is why Germany, France, and the rest of Europe cannot go along with us on this ban. He also used his speech, by the way, to defend reaching out to Iran and Venezuela, Russian allies, for them to start pumping more oil to bring down our prices. Joe Biden is the worst president of my lifetime and perhaps the worst president we've seen here in the United States' entire history. Topic number 4, Ukraine. Why does the deep state want war with Russia over Ukraine? Because that's how it appears to me and some other observers. I'm not alone in this, and I'm not the first one to say this either. The deep state appears to have been pushing for a confrontation with Russia for a while, and maybe it was inevitable that we were going to butt heads with Russia, but we've been ignoring Vladimir Putin's warnings since the Bucharest Declaration in 2008. That was the NATO summit in 2008 that invited Albania, Croatia, and Macedonia to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and it put Georgia and Ukraine, which, as you know, are on the borders of Russia, on a path to membership in NATO. But that summit was apparently in response to Putin's 2007 address to the Munich Security Conference, where he said to the assembled leadership of Europe that we needed a new security framework to replace the existing security system in place, which was based around the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is anchored by the United States. The United States deep state impeached our former president, as you might remember, the first time for that phone call where he threatened to withhold military aid to Ukraine, which he didn't actually do. He actually sent the military aid. In fact, Donald Trump sent lethal weapons to Ukraine, something the Obama administration refused to do. But because of the threat, he was impeached. It appears now, looking back at that event, that was not a coincidence. The deep state, for some reason, is bound and determined to get us into a war with Russia. In fact, we are in a war with Russia right now in all but name. In the natural sense, there is no rational explanation for this, which is why as Christians we need to turn to the supernatural explanation, something you won't hear on Fox News. God bless Tucker Carlson, but unless we're considering the actions of the principalities and powers behind the scenes, the cosmic rulers over this present darkness, the rulers of spiritual wickedness in the high places, we cannot understand this. The only winners in this are the globalists, the ones who want to bring us into a one-world government. See what evil happens when you have nationalists running their countries? We need a global government to prevent this from ever happening again. Hashtag Great Reset. Topic number three, China and Taiwan. While all this is going on, China's foreign minister is warning the U.S. against intervening in China's efforts to bring Taiwan back into the motherland. Foreign Minister Wang Yi issued a warning to the Biden administration to stay out of the Pacific and try and not to create a Pacific version of NATO to defend Taiwan, to try to hem in China from achieving its destiny, apparently. Wang also criticized the U.S. for expanding ties and military cooperation with Taiwan. The Chinese concerns, not imaginary, they're really basing this on a direct reading of the guidance published by the Biden administration last spring. Quote, our democratic allies enable us to present a common front, produce a unified vision, and pool our strength to promote high standards, establish effective international rules, and hold countries like China to account, end quote. So, China essentially reading exactly what Biden wrote and saying, don't try that here. Don't try that here. A plain reading of that text shows that the U.S. is, in fact, pursuing a NATO-like alliance in the Pacific, along with Australia, Japan, the Republic of Korea, South Korea, and Taiwan, as if to drive home the point that it will not stand by while the United States builds an alliance to keep China from reuniting, in their view. China announced on Friday last week that it's conducting a week-long military exercise in the South China Sea near the territorial waters of Vietnam. It's relatively limited in scope, only about a 6 nautical mile radius. The message is clear. China is prepared to use force, if necessary, to defend its territorial claims, which includes bringing Taiwan back into the government of under the rule of the Chinese Communist Party. And I will say again, just as in the war games that think tanks have been running in Eastern Europe, showing that our forces will not be able to win a ground war with Russia if it comes to that. Likewise, when China invades Taiwan, these war games show the result is always the same. Taiwan will not withstand a Chinese invasion, whether we take part or not. Topic number two, Joshua's altar, an ancient lead talisman, has been discovered in the rubble left over from archaeological excavations on Mount Ebal, which overlooks the city of Nablus, ancient Shechem. This talisman, first identified a year ago, we found out about this at the archaeology symposium in Albuquerque last September, but we were embargoed from talking about this. More research is being conducted on it, but this appears to have ancient inscriptions, Hebrew inscriptions on this little talisman, the Hebrew character Aleph, and a symbol that resembles a lotus flower. Dates to about the middle of the period of the Judges, around 1200 BC. Head of the Samaria Regional Council, Yossi Dagan, says that the talisman is proof of the Jewish people's deep connection to Samaria. In other words, yes, Joshua and the Israelites actually did move into Canaan just when the Bible tells us that they did. And there's some good news that because of some damage caused to that site by the Palestinian Authority, taking rock from the outer wall around the site and crushing it to make substrate for a road, the Jerusalem Affairs and Heritage Ministry has announced plans to allocate about $3.2 million, that's 10 million shekels, to preserve, rehabilitate, and rescue heritage sites in Judea and Samaria. I'll tell you how you can join us to see some of those sites next spring, the Skywatch TV Israel tour, and we'll tell you, show you more evidence of why wokeness ruins everything. That's next on 5 and 10. Topic number one today, the Vikings have gone woke, at least in the new Netflix series, which is, I guess, related to the History Channel's series Vikings. This is called Vikings Valhalla, and in the series premiere, we are introduced to a character named Jarl Håkon. Jarl, it's Earl. She's played by a Danish pop jazz singer named Caroline Henderson. Now, you can be sure that the real Jarl Håkon, who is a historic character, did not look like this. She is portrayed in this series as the wise and benevolent ruler of a region of Denmark that was an open haven for people of various faiths and ethnicities during a time of conflict between the old pagan ways of the Vikings and the new Christian faith that was encroaching on their territory. Yes, set in 900s Norway when African women ruled the Vikings. Now look, I understand when you're acting, you're pretending to be somebody else. And this is not the first time we've seen something like this. You want to have a man of color play Alexander Hamilton? Fine. You want to have a woman of color play Anne Boleyn? Fine. But come on. This breaks the fourth wall. You can no longer believe. It takes you out of the moment. The real Jarl Håkon was not a nice man. He ended it, his life was ended, I should say, when a slave, one of his slaves, he was a slave owner, this Jarl Håkon, found him hiding in a pigsty from the rebellion that his harsh and cruel rule had provoked. So Netflix trying to defend this, but I'm sorry, this will not be on my watch list. But this isn't even the worst example. Yesterday was International Women's Day, and one of the top tourist spots in London, called London Dungeons, swapped out its Jack the Ripper exhibit for a female Jack the Ripper. Call her Jackie the Ripper. Now, this was actually a theory proposed by an author back in 1939. Hardly any serious Ripperologists believe it. The way the women that he killed were just torn apart. It requires a certain level of physical strength that borders on the supernatural. Tone deaf, to say the least, to depict the mass murderer of a number of vulnerable women whose economic circumstances forced them to sell their bodies and say, well, hey, it's International Women's Day. Hey, what if the Ripper was a woman? Who thought this was a good idea? It trivializes things, to say the least. Look, wokeness is breaking. You know what this does ultimately is it takes the stories that could be told of powerful women and people of color based on actual history. I mean, look, there's a lot of history we know about from Africa. Why not tell some of those stories instead of just saying, well, nobody wants to see that. Let's just make the Viking king an African Viking queen. It basically trivializes their history as well. Say, no, your history's not interesting. We'll just plug you into our history. I'll say again, being woke means not having to deal with cognitive dissonance. Skywatch TV announces our next virtual conference, the Defender Conference, The Unveiling. This launches on the web, 12:01 a.m. Central Time. That's UTC minus 5 as we get back into daylight savings. Friday, March 13th, 12:01 a.m. Friday, March 13th, Central Time here in the U.S. More than 24 speakers on cutting-edge topics, the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, many, many others. You'll find a complete list of speakers and the opportunity to take advantage of the early bird discount, $10 off if you register by April 15th. By April 15th, all of the presentations will be live on the web for 90 days, beginning May 13th. And binge watch in any order you like. You set the schedule. Watch the presentations you want. Watch them again and again for 90 days. Find out more and sign up now and take advantage of the early bird discount at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Take advantage of Skywatch TV's e-magazine. It is absolutely free, available online right now. You look at the right-hand column at skywatchtv.com or just point the camera on your smartphone or tablet at the QR code on your screen. That'll take you right to the website for the archive for Skywatch TV's e-magazine. Again, free online, skywatchtv.com, or use the QR code to take you right there. During the month of March, our thank you for your support, the very timely book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, his analysis of where we've been going the last few years with books like Collision Course and Progressive Evil, Alliance of Evil. Colonel McGinnis is a true blessing to the body. And this month, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount, we will send as our thank you to you, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries like The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, Prophecies of America's Future Embedded in the Occult Symbolism of Washington, D.C. and the United States Capitol, available immediately in full HD for as little as $3. Find out more and take advantage of this right now. Skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Archaeology of the Holy Land. We will show you how it plugs into the Bible and makes the Bible come alive. Don't miss it. Our tour next March, March 19th through 30th, with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan to see the Mountain of the Travelers, the Mountain of the Avarim, from which Moses got his only view of the Holy Land, Petra, the Red Desert, Wadi Rum. Some fantastic sights here. And again, the Bible comes alive when you realize you're walking in the footsteps of the prophets and the apostles. Find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Now, this fall, we're going to another land with a lot of Bible history, Abraham's hometown, the churches of Revelation, much, much more. Skywatchinturkey.com is the place to go. We'll be there between October 18th and November 3rd of 2022. Relatively small tour. And joining us will be Doug Hershey, the author of the best-selling book Israel Rising and his new book Jerusalem Rising, which shows the photographic evidence of the literal blooming of Israel, the fulfillment of prophecy before our eyes. Again, find out more and sign up now online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Tom Horn talks about his recovery from COVID-19. He was very ill last fall, and he expresses his thank you for your prayers during that illness. But he's back working again, looking forward to the new camping season at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And Nita Horn brings along a report of what is coming up at Whispering Ponies Ranch. You'll find our broadcast schedule for all of our over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels. Again, you have the power of setting the schedule simply by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with a schedule of our upcoming events and important news as well. We've got apps for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. You'll find links to those app stores in at skywatchtv.com. Look for the top menu bar there where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.